This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Aforementioned Joe Messina. Joe will be back tomorrow night. As always, it is a pleasure sitting in, speaking with you, the listeners here at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain. As I started out in hour number one, tonight I'm going to be talking a lot about Israel. There's a lot going on in the world right now, but I think the most existential of the existential crises that exist, and there are several, is what is happening with Israel. And I have been saying this for the past 10 days. I put this on the Obama administration. Obama's fingerprints are all over this. Now, there's a lot of people that may not be old enough to remember what took place during the Obama administration. Obama did not travel to Cairo, Egypt, for his first foreign policy trip accidentally. He did it with great intent and purpose. Remember when he was given the Nobel Peace Prize without even doing a thing? It's not that long ago. In reality, it feels like decades. But since that point, when he became president, he embedded, and Hillary did as well, as Secretary of State, in the State Department, the White House, and all across the government, layers and layers and layers of ideologues. Deep layers of ideologues. Obama embedded in the main justice, in the intelligence community, in the FBI. And the time when Barack Obama needed to give directions is long past. Those embeds, those layers that were institutionalized into the Justice Department and the intelligence communities and the FBI are now old enough to act on their own. They are acting with purpose. And the outcomes that we are seeing today in Israel are a manifestation of that activity. This is all about the Obama administration. Do you think Biden has any sense of what is actually going on around him right now? It is the Obama embeds that surround him. And it's also worth remembering, by the way, that there's an entirely new generation of people, many of whom were in their 20s and 30s. They were oblivious to what was taking place between 2009 and 2017. When those embeds were installed. And now you've got these 20 and 30 somethings back then are now have been hired by this new administration. That era of the American people is only now just starting to have their own slow awakening to the damage that is surfacing. Obama aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen. Only a small percentage of American people had any idea what the big picture was going to look like, and had no idea what the potential of the long-term issues was when he aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember it was kind of the first test for Facebook. Remember, and the Arab Spring, Nobody really understood the nature of how political Islam would manifest with the extremist ideologues under their guide of the Brotherhood as an organization. We saw Al-Qaeda, we saw Al-Nusra, we saw ISIS, we saw Hamas, we now see Hezbollah, and they all fall under the extremist rubric of the Brotherhood, or what many of them consider authentic Islam. The zookeepers, as they are, of the Middle East. We're talking people here like Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Egypt, King Abdullah II, Jordan, Mohammed bin Salam, Saudi Arabia. They are all completely shunning Joe Biden. They have had enough. Why do you think they have closed the borders in Egypt to Gaza? Now, I'm going to say something here which is going to be sounding horrible, but I'm telling you what I've been told. I know people who understand these parts of the world. Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. They do not want the Palestinians in their country for one reason. They are viewed as rats of the Arabic world. Now, that sounds harsh. And we could discuss how they've been treated under the regime of Hamas. And maybe if Hamas didn't have their jack-booted feet on the people of Palestine, that they may have been able to succeed and thrive and grow. That's an arguable statement. But why is it that these leaders in the Arab world, many of whom look to Israel and they see what Israel has become, a technological, powerful, economic leader in the Middle East, and they see what Gaza has become. And by the way, they have not been occupied since 2005, going on almost 20 years. You think in almost two decades that they would have made some modicum of improvement. They don't want them for a reason. Why? Barry's fingerprints are all over this. It all started under his administration. And now we're seeing the fruits. They have given us what may be one of the most horrible, disgusting, depraved, horrific chapters in world history. And you've got to put this on the Obama administration if you know your history. We'll be back here after the break. Got a great guest coming up to talk about all of this. Dexter Van Zyl, who is a managing editor of the Middle East Forum. We will be right back after the break to discuss.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio, folks. This is Xavier in the chair in hour number two. And, boy, yeah, I know. I'm a little hot under the collar tonight. I've been angry. I've been angry for 10 days watching this and getting independent reports from what is happening on the ground there in Israel. And there is no better person than our next guest here, Dexter Van Zyl, who is a managing editor of the Middle East foreign publication Focus on Western Islamism. Prior to his current position, Van Zyl worked at the Committee for Accuracy, which is needed right now more than anything, in Middle East reporting and analysis for 16 years, where he played a major role in countering misinformation broadcasts into Christian churches by Palestinian Christians and refuting anti-Semitic propaganda broadcasts by white nationalists and their allies in the U.S. You may have read his reports all over, Jerusalem Post, Boston Globe, and many other places. Dexter, welcome to the show. It's good to speak with you. How are you tonight?
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I'm doing good.
So, listen, I want to kind of throw the ball into your court because there's so many different aspects of this whole thing, whether it's the propaganda, whether it's the misinformation from our media, as we saw last night with the hospital, just the event itself that took place on 10-7. Tell me, from your broader macro perspective, what you're seeing right now.
Well, I think the one thing that we are seeing is a recognition on the part of a number of people in Israel, or Israel in general, and also I think the Israel supporters in the United States, that Hamas has to be defeated. That's generally the growing consensus, and it has to be destroyed, and there's simply no way around it. You know, I was just here. The problem is that there's another problem is that there's people in the so-called progressive community who are allied themselves with Islamists here in the United States that want to do everything they can to essentially hinder Israel's ability to defeat Hamas. And the question that you have to ask these folks is, what happens if Hamas gets away with this attack, with what it did on October 7th? What's going to happen next? And they don't really have any answers, and they frankly don't care. And I think that's really one of the difficult things that we're living with at this point. And the thing is that the so-called attack on that hospital in Gaza, you know, I attended the city council meeting for here in the city of Boston where I live. And one of the city councilors is actually promoting on Twitter the notion that that Israel was responsible for that attack. And then today she introduced a resolution that would call on for a ceasefire to basically prevent Israel's ability to actually defeat Hamas. So I think that the narrative is, and this is really what's going on, is that people are essentially trying to downplay the hostility towards Israel and problematize or hinder Israel's efforts to defend itself and defeat Hamas, so that we'll have another round of this type of violence like what we saw on October 7th, maybe a couple of years from now. It's amazing.
I got in big fights and arguments 8-9 years ago, whenever it was, when we did the 1,000-for-1 trade, where we gave 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for Shalit. What was his name? The prisoner, the Israeli.
Yeah, Gilad Shalit. Yeah,
Gilad Shalit. Right. And I got in big fights, some with family members. You know, one life is more important. Okay, and I said, you are sowing the seeds for a devastating event down the road. Do you think these people are just going to go back and become, you know, cobblers and bakers? They're Caliphate, they want to take over the world. And as a Jew, myself, they want to kill me in the Western United States just because I was born Jewish. And they will not stop until they have vanquished every single Jew on earth. That is what they wake up believing every single day. Do you truly believe that just coming to a ceasefire and saying, give us back the hostages and everything's okay, that they're going to go back to becoming bakers and shoemakers?
Well, you see, that's part of the problem is that there's people who are gripped with this utopian belief that if they were only nice to the Palestinians, that essentially there would be peace. And I think what we have to do is just convince people that Hamas needs to be essentially punished. Anybody that helped execute, plan, or facilitate the attack that took place, they have to suffer real consequences. They either have to suffer consequences in combat with the Israelis, they have to be captured, they have to be prosecuted for their crimes against humanity and imprisoned pretty much for the rest of their lives. That's the way I look at it. And the problem is that Israel has become the one country that, and I saw this argument today, Israel's the one country on the planet that is not allowed to win a war. That's really what's going on. And the thing is that I think that this is the interesting thing, and I've been telling, and this is probably obvious to your listeners, but Hamas wore GoPro cameras to show the people what they did. They want the world to know exactly what they did. Whereas police officers here in the United States, they wear body cameras to essentially convince the American people that they wield their authority properly, that they're not engaging in crime. And people somehow cannot see the difference. They cannot understand that essentially this is what Hamas was about. This is what they've been about all along. And the thing is that once Israel, defeats Hamas and destroys it and takes control of Gaza away from Hamas, they have to be replaced. It has to be replaced with another set of elites, another set of leaders that are not Islamists, that are not jihadists, and these people are not going to love Israel. There's no way that we can expect the replacement for Hamas to love Israel. But the one thing that they need to know is that they can never do what they did on October 7th again.
No, we can't let them. We can't let them. Listen, we've got a commercial coming up here in a minute and a half, and I'd love for you to stay through the break if you can. I know it's back east. Okay, perfect. Dexter, tell everybody the way they could find you. They can find your writings as well.
Okay, they can find us at Islamism.news. And also, they can also see our information at the Middle East Forum, which is meforum.org.
Okay, Islamism.news?
Yes.
Okay, and the Middle East Forum.org. Is that correct?
Yes, just right. meforum.org.
We're really delighted to have you with us tonight, Dexter, and we'll go through the break. You got news and commercials coming up here in just a moment here, but you've got literally existing. I mean, I've been to Israel, I've been all over Israel, I've been to places in Israel many tourists don't go, but you've got 16 years of reporting and analysis on how this stuff is reported as well. And I think after the break, I really want to get your impression on the propaganda war. It seems to be almost as important as the military war on the ground, as we saw last night when Hamas immediately claimed it was Israel that lobbed a missile into a hospital, and the media went with it. They went with it. They actually carried the water for Hamas until this morning, and then they quietly reversed course. It's absolutely astounding to me that the Western media are basically carrying the water for Hamas. So we got Dexter Van Zyl, who's the managing editor of Middle East Forum, publication focused on Western Islamism. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We will be back here after the break and the news. Don't go away, folks.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him.
I wanted to be here today. I want people of Israel, people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure 217 votes.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We're just humming along here. Hour number two, Real Side Radio. It is always a pleasure being with you. Hour number three, the phone lines will be open up. You can give us a phone call. We can discuss everything and anything. 855-732-5563. But in the meantime, we are talking Israel, and we're not just talking Israel. We're talking with somebody that really knows what is going on in Israel and their neighbors, especially the Palestinians and Hamas. Dexter Van Zyl, who's a managing editor of the Middle East Forum publication, Focus on Western Islamism. Dexter, welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I know it's late back in Boston where you are. Thank you for staying up with us tonight.
Oh, that's all right.
So at the beginning, before you came on tonight, I was actually referring a little bit of history for our listeners across the fruited plain here. I actually put everything that we're seeing happening right now at the feet of the Obama administration starting in 2009. I believe that there is, and I want your opinion on this, I believe that there is a reason that Egypt is not allowing the Palestinians to come through the Rafah Gate, northern Egypt. There's a reason that Jordan wants nothing to do with them, that Saudi Arabia wants nothing to do with them, that Syria, that Lebanon, they all absolutely want nothing to do with bringing the Palestinians in. If they are Arabs, why not take them as refugees? And I truly believe that it is the Obama administration, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that created this monster with the Islamic Brotherhood and validating them, that turned into ISIS and Al-Qaeda and everything that we've seen since, now with Hamas basically being ISIS 2.0. Where do you stand on this? Do you think this is just just a new version of Hamas that's come out of nowhere?
I think you can put an awful lot of blame on a number of administrations, and I think that the Obama administration also should be faulted for its mishandling of the controversy and the fighting that took place in Iran after the 2009 election. It was very clear that the mullahs had stolen that election. It was very clear, and President Obama really didn't do anything to stand with the people who were trying to stand up to the mullahs, largely as a consequence of his desire to do business with them so that he could get the Iran nuclear deal through. I think that was a real that was a very difficult thing. He wanted to be able to negotiate with them. And the thing is that if you look at this attack, clearly it was, you know, it was perpetrated with the help of Iranian support. And so I think that ultimately, you know, it became evident to people that Israel, you know, was the scapegoat for all of the countries in the region. And the thing, this is the interesting thing, is that the Abraham Accords were going through, and Iran could not let that go. They could not let that go. And so what they did was that they basically helped Hamas attack Israel, and in hopes of basically causing the entire region to blow up. But do I think that the Obama administration's policy towards the Middle East was good? Absolutely not. I think it was an absolute disaster. There's no question about it. And they gave Iran a free rein, and I don't think that I think that's really one of the reasons why we're seeing what's going on right now.
With Trump in the White House from 2017 to 2021, we did not see this.
We had the Abraham Accords.
Right.
And he was the guy that everybody said was going to start a war. And what happened was is that the evangelical community here in the United States helped basically usher the Abraham Accords through. But the media portrayed the evangelicals here in the United States as basically a bunch of monsters that wanted to create Armageddon, when in fact they were the ones who helped usher through a deal that was going to bring peace to the region and in fact was going to help the Palestinians. Because essentially once there was money available on the table for them to not, we've been given money to the Palestinians in the hopes that they would stop killing Jews and attacking Israel for years.
We just gave them $100 million today.
I know. It's
in everything that's just happened, we give them $100 million?
You see, that I think this is really the thing that bothers me is that we should be trying to starve Hamas of the resources it needs to attack Jews.
You think this money's going to actually go to food and medical for the innocents?
No.
Hamas controls every penny of it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And one of the things that we've seen is that Hamas has figured out a way to intimidate aid agencies that work in the Gaza Strip to hand, fuel and food over to its members. This is one of the ongoing problems that's taken place in the Gaza Strip. If you are a humanitarian organization that operates in the Gaza Strip, just like, you know, you're going to end up giving Hamas what it needs or what it wants. You don't function in a place governed by warlords without buying the warlords off. That's one of the rules of fieldcraft in the international aid community. They know it's something they don't really want to have to talk about, but it's gone back as in Ethiopia during the Ethiopian Civil War. There was problems with that as well. So we've always known that. So, yes, this is a disaster. And the thing that really bothers me is that essentially we're telling people, don't do what you've been doing all along. The Biden administration essentially said, please don't use this, you know, don't steal these goods. That's what they've done all along. It's amazing.
Well, we know cement that goes to the tunnels. We know, you know, the money goes to the rockets. We know Iran is dropping off rockets on boats, getting through the blockade. That's why there is a blockade.
Yeah. And the water pipes are used for missiles as well. It's
okay.
Amazing.
And so how does this end this time around? Does it just go back to people going back to their corners again? And like you said, this happens again in 2 years. Or is the destruction of Hamas, which is what Bibi Netanyahu has promised, actually happen? And how does that happen without killing a million Palestinians?
Okay. I think, first of all, the era of mowing the grass is over. Okay. It's over. This time around, Israel has to destroy Hamas because... And the one question that I tell my friends is, if Hamas gets away with this attack and it's not destroyed, then what happens next? That's really the crucial question. And so we should be withholding all, you know, stop all aid to Gaza until Hamas's power and manipulation of and governance over the Gaza Strip is destroyed and gone. And, you know, and we should be stopping, you know, we should go after Qatar because of its support. You know, it protects Hamas leaders.
They're living in the Four Seasons over there or somewhere nice, right?
Right. And that's just, that's, and we have, if people, you know, we have the BDS movement against Israel. How about we start actually engaging in a BDS campaign against Qatar? Because that essentially is really one of the crucial linchpins of support for Hamas. And it has to be taken out.
Were they part of the bilateral Abraham Accords?
Yeah. Well, you see, now this is an interesting thing, is that they have major ally status, non-NATO ally status. This is unbelievable. Because ultimately what we've done is that we've accorded them great privilege and standing with our economy and with and government relations, even though they support an organization. They are one of the linchpins of support for an organization that not only hates Israel but hates the United States as well. And there's another problem is that we have Islamist organizations here in the United States that are taking a pro-Hamas stance, okay? And that, and one of the things that they're doing is that they are basically helping to drive Jews into the margins of American life. That's really one of the things that is most, and it's happening on college campuses, and it's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
When you have people chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That's basically a genocidal threat. That's a desire to.
That's
threat.
Exactly what that is. It's genocide. You
right.
said the word. Perfect.
Right.
Dexter, tell everybody again where they could read you, your publication, Focus on Western Islamism.
Islamism.news. Islamism.news.
Islamism.news. And you're managing editor of the Middle East Forum publication,
Focus on Western Islamism. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'd love to have you back on again. You really are well versed in what is happening here. And like I said, I don't see this ending anytime soon. And I'm just stunned that we gave him $100 million today.
Oh my God. It's a shock.
Thank you so much, Dexter.
Right.
Greatly appreciate you taking the time.
Right.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Folks, we're going to... Do I need to repeat this? Are you not enraged? We gave the Palestinians $100 million today. Who do you think controls that money? Do you truly believe, ladies and gentlemen, that any of that money is going to go to hospitals? Any of that money is going to go to housing? Any of that money is going to go to food? We just bought more rockets for them to lob over Gaza's wall into Israel. Are we a stupid people? I'll be back after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare. Prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back, Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe. We are having we're having a lot of fun. I'm venting tonight, folks. I said last week, after the attacks on Saturday 10/7 happened, I said, oh man, I wish I was doing Joe's show this week. I've been bottling up a lot of aggravation and it's more than aggravation. It's shock. It's horror. I am somebody that truly believes, I don't believe end times or any Armageddon or anything like this, but when I'm reading headlines right now, like Iran is warning expansion of war on other fronts and preemptive action is coming soon, victory of Allah is near. Do I take them on their word? Well, listen, I think Iran is, they're thumping their chest. They're peacocking right now. We've had a couple of days of rage or extra rage or whatever, the double extra crispy rage, whatever today was. you know, every couple, and then people just aren't taking notice. But at the same time, we know that Iran is really pushing with being aided and abetted by the Obama-Biden administration to create a nuclear weapon. You know, they have plutonium. They wake up every single morning and they pray to Allah from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free, as Dexter was just talking about in that last segment. He was absolutely correct. That means the annihilation, the genocide of the Jewish people. So when I see articles like that, it refers to Iran's Minister of Foreign Affairs warning that the expansion of the Hamas-Israel war on other fronts is becoming inevitable and preemptive action could be expected in the coming hours, you have to look to the north. You have to look to Lebanon. You have to take a look at what Hezbollah is doing in southern Lebanon. I've stood on the ground in southern, or I should say northern Israel, looking down the hill, literally on the border, into southern Lebanon. I was at Misgav Am, and if you're following it very closely, you know exactly where I'm talking about. It's a kibbutz north of Galilee, and you are 25 miles from Syria, and you are 3 feet from the Sunnis, who are all pointing rockets right at you. The leader of this kibbutz that we were on, I was with a men's group and my two brothers, this leader was a Zionist from Cleveland. He was in his 70s and he was a super, super nice man. But he gets up and he says, I have no hatred in my blood for anybody. He says, but if you want to kill me, if you want to come on my land, I will kill you. And with the uprising from Hezbollah over the years that he's been in Misgav Am, he has killed 27 terrorists killed. And I'm talking to this man, and he's in his 70s. And he says it without an ounce of hate in his heart. If you want to kill me, I will kill you. This is the people of southern Lebanon. Hezbollah is much more organized than Hamas. And Hamas is dangerous now. What they pulled off on 10/7 is stunning, absolutely stunning, that they got as deep as they got, that they used drones to take out the cameras on the fences and the walls, that they went in, guns ablazing on motorcycles and paragliders, coming in to commit atrocities that can only be compared to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. You know, in hell, they were saluting Hamas last week for what they were doing. And you know the atrocities. I'm not going to repeat them here for you. You've heard them. You may have seen all the videos. It goes beyond anything we've ever seen in 78 years against the Jewish people. And who is behind it? Who has been funding Hamas? Well, according to PBS... PBS, of all publications, not exactly what you would call warmongers, PBS. On Monday's PBS NewsHour, PBS special correspondent Leila Molana Allen reported that Israeli soldiers located Iranian-made mortar rounds in villages that were attacked by Hamas terrorists, and that these are the first material evidence that Iran is directly supplying weaponry to Hamas in this fight. Molana Allen stated, having beaten back hundreds of Hamas fighters after a long, brutal fight on the border with Gaza, as Israeli soldiers carried out the grim job of clearing victims' homes, they found a new source of terror. In the villages that were attacked by Hamas on Saturday, October the 7th, the Israeli Defense Forces found a huge cache of weaponry, thousands of pieces, and they suspect that Hamas planned a much longer fight. Scattered amidst the carnage were hand grenades, anti-tank mines, artillery rounds, North Korean-manufactured rocket-propelled grenades, improvised rocket launchers, and vitally, Iranian-made mortar rounds. The first material evidence that Iran is directly supplying weaponry to Hamas in this fight. She played a clip of the IDF soldiers saying, "This is made in Iran, no doubt about it. We knew they had those. We knew they had mortars. But these Iranian mortars, this is the first time we've seen it in this battle." So, you know, the Obama administration, that was not a Freudian slip. Biden's administration the other day stated that it is an inconclusive that Iran was behind the Hamas attack on 10/7. It is inconclusive. And this goes back to what I was saying in the first section of this hour, how Obama's embedded ideologues, which push the Iranian deal, have to be right about Iran. They cannot stand to suffer the embarrassment that they have been aiding and abetting America's enemies, which is what they've been doing with Iran. You think if you're nice to the rabid dog, if you give the rabid dog a bone, that the rabid dog will be nice back. This is Obama-Biden philosophy 101. This is the Jews, I hate to say it, that showed up in the rotunda today in support of the Palestinians and Hamas. And I get it. There is a difference. I don't wish ill on any Palestinian innocent person that just wants to live their life. But we are talking about a difference in philosophy between people that just want to live in peace and create and raise their families, as opposed to living in abject horror of Hamas training and indoctrinating an entire population every single day through Sesame Street and textbooks and history books, that your job as a Palestinian is to annihilate an entire population of people located just kilometers from where you live. How do you argue with those people? How do you negotiate with them? They will never change their mind. They've been indoctrinated. They are robots. They are rabid dogs. And they must be put down. Hamas needs to be destroyed. And if the Palestinian people have the ability to lead themselves, to set up an organizational structure of governance that allows people to be free, within a decade, you'll see 7-Elevens and McDonald's in Gaza City. That is what happens. You can see it all over the Middle East. But Hamas won't allow that to happen. They can't even live in their own cesspool that they have created. Their own squalor. The leaders of Hamas live in Qatar, in Fairmont hotels, in Four Seasons hotels, on the money that Joe Biden just gave them today, $100 million, 10 days after the greatest, most horrific example of, I don't know what you would call that. It's a massacre, what they just did. And we gave Palestine $100 million? I understand the brain trust in the White House thinking that you can give the rabid dog a bone and you might quiet down for a minute. Your taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen, your tax money that you just paid, if you just filed an extension this year, you just paid your taxes this last weekend, or on April the 15th, last April. Part of that money that you gave to the United States Treasury is now on its way to Hamas. How do you feel about that? I'm enraged. I'm absolutely mortified. It is not for humane needs. It goes to the missiles that will go back and destroy more babies' lives in Israel. How disgusting. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. That's hour number two in the bag. We're coming back for hour number three. Phone lines will be open. Join us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back after the news and the break. Don't go away.
Right now.